Nebraska Extension Almanac.
New trends in the workforce and workplace are shaking things up for both employers and employees. A recent study by the Harvard Business School shows some changes that might surprise you. Nebraska Extension Ag economist Cheryl Burkhart-Kreisel talks about how working is changing in our country.
They're really keyed in on flexibility. I think both flexibility for the employer and for the employee. And so you ask about, you know, how are rural businesses going to adapt to these? Well, it kind of depends upon the business, to be honest, and their creativity, I think, in thinking about how to pull that together and still have it make and work for that particular business. For instance, those linked like a physician's clinic or even a vet, they still have to have people on call all the time. But maybe there's some opportunities that they haven't explored in terms of like times and shifts and a variety of things like that so that they can still be on call but get the work done and be there and still give good customer service. I think what it really takes is for rural business is a new way of thinking. And that can be a little bit of a challenge, to be honest. And some of these are not maybe radically new, but have businesses incorporate them. So like coming in early or staying late or maybe that's where that 4-day work week comes in, or even splitting up a position between two people where maybe you've got different skill sets in both that could bring something special to your business is something you haven't really explored before that's worth giving some time and thought about. You know, our lives are really busy and full on the employer side as well as on the employee side. The same thing holds true. So being open to new opportunities and on both sides, I think will really help down the road. And I think to me, the skills through alternative routes STAR is kind of a nifty, an interesting, intriguing idea. But it, to me, probably where this came about and where this started really was with technology, because you find that a lot of there's a lot of certifications that those that are really heavy into technology have. And those are very short, specific, deep dive kinds of trainings so that takes them to the next level. And I think that's kind of what is driving a lot of this. And if you think about it, with technology now embedded in absolutely everything, these new skills are needed all the time. And anybody who on the ag side who operates, let's say, a new piece of equipment, they know for sure that there is definitely a learning curve when you jump into that cab of that piece of equipment and realize, I'm going to have to spend some time figuring out how all this works. And there's usually, just like everything, way more there than you really want to get into right away. So that's a part of that skill-based training in my mind. So I think that technology is driving a lot of that. You know, another great example is just new things that are popping up. One in particular now, again, on the ag side are drones. And so, you know, that takes a whole new skill set. And I see a lot of training coming out provided for people, especially if they're going to be spraying fields or doing any kind of aerial work at all. And so that's an example, for instance, on the ag side. On the retail side, quite often you've got new software for inventory and record keeping and management. And maybe it's not a whole deep dive into the particular training, but maybe an update that's needed. And so even having some notification or some certification that says that, yes, I am familiar with that, or I have been familiar with that in the past, can really help your employment and help the employer too. So it's a plus on both sides of the coin, I think.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.